Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
If you're too cheap to buy the NFL Sunday ticket, then what you do is you go to a bar.
Woohoo!
Jeff Lutz.
Go find a bar. I'm going to sit in a bar, which I'd never go to.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
What am I supposed to do?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for
what
action.
About? My mind is elsewhere.
Beautiful. We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Got the three-man booth for you today. Jason Duda in. We'll have a game a little bit later. NFL season kicks off this week, of course. And what a kickoff on Thursday night. Chiefs at home to face the Ravens. Rematch of the AFC Championship game last year, correct?
Correct? Yes, that is correct.
That is correct. In which Baltimore really flubbed, and Lamar Jackson was basically not there.
He didn't unleash the way
we thought he would.
We thought he might.
But he didn't. Well, and he hasn't.
That's the problem. Everybody's been waiting for him to do it in the playoffs, and he, needless to say, can't quite get it done. That's just the way it is.
Let me ask you right now, will the Chiefs win their third consecutive Super Bowl, Jeff?
I have such a hard time saying that they won't win the Super Bowl this year, but it's also hard to say that a team will win three in a row. Does that make any sense?
Sure does.
I think they're the best team. If that, I don't want to hedge, you know, if that equates to winning another Super Bowl, then fine. I think someone is going to have to really take it from them. But I don't see Patrick Mahomes giving it to anybody. So, yeah, I'll say, yeah, they'll win it again.
I would contend, and we'll ask Duda his thoughts, I would contend that the Chiefs are better than last year when they weren't top of the world until they got to the playoffs. They had some slip-ups. Their offense was, at times, not that good.
At times?
I think they've,
a lot of times.
I think they've improved the offense to the point where I think it will be more like the high-powered offense we saw early in Patrick Mahomes' career. They've probably taken a step or two back on defense, but I still think it's a pretty good defense. Will the Chiefs win their third straight?
Well, if you're asking me if a team's going to win a championship before the season starts, and that's my only pick, I'm always going to say no. And the reason is there's too many variables and intangibles that can happen throughout the year. Injuries, of course, number one. Kelsey's 35 years old. For him to play 17 regular season games is going to be tough. Patrick Mahomes, God forbid nothing happens to him. If anything does, the Chiefs will not win.
You don't like Carson Wentz?
Well, they got a good backup. I'll give you that. But Carson Wentz isn't Patrick Mahomes.
No,
on the same side, Chris Jones on the defensive side. You lose him and another guy, all of a sudden your defense is struggling. So if you're ever going to ask me on whether or not a team is going to win it before the season, I'm going to say no because I'm going to take the other 30 teams that are out there.
Who's the guy who went to the Texans, the defensive back? I'm bad at names.
I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, I like
Gosh, him. What was it? What is
it? I know. He was one of the best guys.
Yeah. All pro guy.
Yeah.
Sneed. Lavarius Sneed.
Lejarius Sneed.
So
I think they're going to miss him a lot.
Of course they'll miss him.
Not just the way he plays and his talent, but he has a presence about him, too, and he's a leader, so that's tough.
Well, they have some – they have, like I said, defensively, they may take a step back, at least initially, until they get it all figured out. But look at this offense. Now you still have Mahomes, obviously. Isaiah Pacheco, they just added Samaje Perine. He's going to be a better backup. They've got Rashee Rice, who somehow wasn't suspended.
Right. Will he be, though?
Like, well, if they were going to do it, wouldn't you do it before
Jordan
now?
Jordan Addison hasn't been suspended either for the DUI. And they were talking about maybe they suspend him after one game, which I don't understand.
Well, I don't get that either. But you right now you have Rice, Hollywood Brown, and Xavier Worthy. Patrick Mahomes had no deep threat last year. The guys that were couldn't catch the ball. Now he's loaded with them.
Yeah, he's got a couple at least.
This offense is going to be really good.
And they brought back Juju, which I don't think is nothing. I think he still has something left.
And they have Sky Moore, and they built their depth at tight end.
Well, he's
Noah
bad.
Gray's okay. So Kelce won't be depended upon to play maybe as much as he has in the past. Their offensive line's good. They're going to tear it up offensively.
Well, I'm not saying that they won't. And I'm not saying if you're going to pick a preseason favorite that you wouldn't take the Chiefs right now. If I had to pick a team as of right now, they've won the last two, they've upgraded on offense, I would pick them. But it's hard to pick a team when you got 30 other teams out there and you don't know what's going to happen. So
well, sure
for
it
me
is.
Right now, no, I would say if I'm taking the Chiefs to the field, I'm taking the field. But if I had to pick one, it would probably be the Chiefs.
Well, then what you've done is dodged the question.
And dodged the question. That's the only logical answer. That's the only logical answer.
You said you're going to pick the Chiefs to win their third straight. What you said.
I'm not picking them to win their third straight. I'm not
he
picking them
to win
the
third. He said if he was forced to pick one team, he would pick the Chiefs.
Okay, you're picking a team to win it all. Who is it?
If I'm picking a team to win it all, I got $100. I got to put it on somebody before the season starts.
Right.
I'm playing San Francisco because the NFC is way easier to get out of than the AFC.
How in the world can you pick San Francisco?
I'm not sure they'll be as good as they were.
They might not be. But who else over there besides maybe Detroit are you going to take?
I like Detroit. I think Detroit's been getting a lot of love, and I'm not sure I completely understand that. I know they were in the NFC Championship game last year and almost won it, probably should have won it, but I worry about their receivers. I worry about
their coach.
No, their coach is awesome.
And he's a good coach, but you put him in a situation that calls for a little bit of calmness and – I don't know. That guy scares me.
Dan Campbell we're talking about.
Of course that's who we're talking about.
Well, we got to name him. We can't just say, hey, if you were writing a story, you wouldn't say, hey, Detroit's coach said this.
I don't want him to ever get conservative, but I want him to know when the right time is to maybe pull the reins back a little. Because I think that cost them a game last year.
I think the NFC might be a little better than you're giving them credit for. Dallas and Philly both should be good. The NFC South is terrible. The NFC West has, but in that Central Division, you have the Lions, Bears, and Packers. And it's going to be tough to get through all of those five or six other teams.
Well, we'll see as long as you buy into the Bears and Packers.
Which I'm not buying into the Bears and Packers.
You're not buying into the Packers?
The Packers are going to be good. Packers are going to be good, but I'm not buying them in to be in the Super Bowl team yet. In a year or two, then I think so, but not right now.
I don't know.
If you throw them out, and who else do you have in the NFC then? Throw those two teams out. Who else do you have?
Philly.
Philly, defense is terrible.
We'll see on Philly.
Be tough. I think the only two teams you have that are going to be battling there is Detroit and probably San Francisco. So
The Rams are always worth keeping an eye on because they do have a very good coach and they have a very good quarterback. Matthew Stafford
and good receivers and a good running back.
An elite top-flight guy. I'd keep an eye on the Rams. And I think, I'm just saying this, and you disagree, but I think the Bears are going to be really good. And some of that is because the NFC is not that good. But I just think Caleb Williams is in that C.J. Stroud mold.
That doesn't come along very often, though. That to me is an outlier and an anomaly for guys to come in their first year.
Outlier and anomaly.
Not necessarily.
Look it up.
Again, we're going to look it up again.
I don't want to. I'm tired of
looking
things up.
Here we go. Look it up.
Of being right.
I like Caleb Williams.
Fine. But he's going to go through some growing pains.
As did C.J. Stroud.
Not really.
But he made the Texans immediately better, and that's what this guy will do. Plus, they have a good team around him.
I'm aware. Their offense is good, but sometimes his decision-making has been lacking. We'll see. I think he'll get there eventually. I don't think he's Justin Fields, but it might take some time.
You know, would you rather have what the Chiefs have and they got a very good offense. Or would you rather have DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze?
So let's make...
And Cole Kmet as your tight end.
Let's make the trade. Swift, Allen, Odunze, Moore, and Kmet for Pacheco, Brown, Worthy,
Rice,
and Kelsey. I don't think I'd do that if I were the Chiefs.
Probably not.
Very close, but I don't think
I'd do that. Point. I agree with Jeff on that.
But you have to think about it.
Yeah, think about it.
There's not a lot of teams in the NFL that you would have to think about.
But here's the thing with that. So you're talking about the outlying players, but then you're leaving the two most important ones there. Caleb Williams, Patrick Mahomes. Huge difference.
It's a big difference.
Maybe.
Huge. Oh,
maybe,
come on.
Maybe huge.
What is it with you and the Bears when they draft
Loves
a quarterback?
The Bears.
Oh,
maybe huge.
Don't be a Bears guy.
We had a huge fight over this with Justin Fields 5 years ago.
So hey, who would
Jerry's
you take
still
care?
Out on Justin Fields.
Mixon, Diggs, Collins, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, or the Chiefs?
Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs, guys.
It's close. Texans have a lot of weapons.
To me, those are the three you look at.
There's no others?
And then maybe Baltimore.
What about the Jets sneakily?
Mm.
The tight end's not good, but Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson's a pretty good starting
good,
point.
They're pretty good, but they're pretty good. Well, you'd have to look at the 49ers, too.
Dolphins. There's some teams out there
that have the weapons. There's no question about that.
What about the Raiders?
But the Dolphins defense.
Who is even on that team?
The Raiders have a team this year?
You know what? You guys can take all the shots you want.
It's Zamir White.
They got Devontae
Adams.
They at least have a good defense.
Jacoby
Myers.
Zamir White, Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, and Brock Bowers, the rookie, at tight end.
Not good.
With Gardner Minshew.
There's the kicker right there.
He'll go 8-9. I don't think they'll be awful.
Well, their defense is good. And they finally have a coach I like. Although, I don't know. I'm not going to get too invested in.
Just go to the Bears, a team you actually care about.
I do kind of like the Bears.
Well, you have for years. That's why I was surprised that you didn't go with the Bears.
I have the Justin Fields, if you want to hear it. He's Russell Wilson coming down the pipe.
I don't
want
to hear it, Max. And what I'll do is walk out of here if you play it.
You will?
Walk out of your house?
Yeah. I'll walk out.
It's not very nice.
He's going to leave us
Nobody
here
Nobody wants to hear that stuff.
I mean, it is a little bit in the distant past. And I think I'm over it.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Fields has a decent year in Pittsburgh once they figure out that Russell Wilson can't play anymore.
Well, and if he does, then Justin won't get to play anymore.
What do you mean?
If Russell Wilson plays well,
he won't.
Fields won't get
he's
to play
ever. He's incapable of playing
He absolutely
well.
Will not. I
agree. I
see
think
it.
He's done. So I think this might even be just a bit of a setup.
There's never been a player
but why
more
did you
done.
Bring him in? Why did they bring him in? That's the bigger
Pittsburgh
question.
Pittsburgh has worse weapons than what Denver had last year.
No question. George Pickens? He hasn't done anything yet.
They traded Deontay Johnson. I mean, what are we even doing over there?
I feel bad for Pittsburgh.
Yet they...
They win every
Tomlin
year.
Just over 500 every year, just what he does.
I don't know how. This could be the year he doesn't. Because they can't start
You say
Russell.
That every year.
Najee Harris is a good back.
Jaylen Warren's a good back.
George Pickens, Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin. That's not a receiving core that scares you.
No.
No, those are cast-off guys.
But they'll have some guys on defense. They'll keep games low scoring, and that's what Pittsburgh does. The steel curtain, that's what those fans like.
So you got Russell Wilson out there basically to not be good on purpose.
I don't know how they think there.
That doesn't make any sense, though, because then why would you bring him in to start with, right? Like, why would you bring Russell Wilson in?
Great question.
If you don't want him to play anyway.
Mike Tomlin likes coaching defense. He likes low scoring tough-minded games.
Yeah, but that's only going to get you so far.
I don't know.
You're not going to beat the Chiefs that way. You're not going to beat Baltimore that way because their offenses are better than your defense.
I hear you. I can't vouch for it. I'm not defending it. But they will go 9-8 or 10-7 because that's what Pittsburgh
I'm not
does.
Sure. Well, wasn't Denver like 8-9 last year or something? So maybe.
Because these guys know how to coach. Love him or hate him, and I don't particularly like Sean Payton.
Who does?
But he can coach.
If Kevin James plays you in a movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Can you?
Can't wait to see it. It came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I'm surprised he wasn't nominated. It's already been out.
Well, watch the movie. Yes. Watch the movie, and you'll know why he wasn't nominated.
Did you like it?
Not really.
It was bad.
It wasn't very good.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was rather really disappointing, because I like Kevin James as well. But
it was your first mistake.
It was not that
good.
Oh, gosh. Oh, stop it.
Shut up, Jeff.
He's such a hack.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Now we're jumping into this.
There's that noise again, Max, that computer. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That's on our computer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Then turn it down.
I don't know how.
Don't mess with
it. Go to the volume and take the volume down.
I'm not going to turn the volume down because maybe that turns us down.
No, it doesn't.
I'm not messing with any volume.
No, you go to the volume button down there.
I'm not doing it.
Mess it, break.
You know what I'm going to do?
Tell me.
I'm going to go to your button and knock it off.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't have any buttons.
We got a game coming next. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It is.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game on a Tuesday and what seems like a Monday after a holiday. A
little bit.
What's the game?
We're just going to name movie franchises back and forth. Maybe 10 rounds. Maybe 8, maybe 5. We'll see how it goes. And you get the number of points for how many movies in that franchise there have been.
Whew. All right.
No, I won't do well here.
No, neither will I. That's what my thought. So we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens.
You gotta name the exact number of movies?
No, you just have to name a franchise, and you get the number of
points. I don't like this
category. And you get the number of points.
I can't stand this category.
That's a good attitude to have going in.
I'm willing to try it, even though I might get crushed. Doesn't hurt my feelings.
Duda?
Yeah.
As the defending champion, you can decide whether to go first or second.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll say the Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious has 12 movies to its name so far.
Nice.
Bob.
Oh, I thought we had to name the movies.
No. You just got to name the franchise.
You get the number of points that they've made movies in the franchise.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not really that hard.
No.
You going to name one?
Well, at some point.
Well, anywhere is a good place to start.
At some point, I'll name one.
5 seconds.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings has 9 movies, and you have 9 points. Jason has 12. As we go.
And he's around. Over there looking at his... I don't trust that.
He's playing Candy Crush.
I got a game going here.
Duda.
The Harry Potter movies.
Harry Potter, they've done 13 movies.
Oh, this
in that
this
franchise.
This game's fixed.
Why?
This is a ridiculous game.
I'm trying to think of some more now.
Shouldn't be that hard.
It's not as easy as you think it
Maybe
is.
Maybe not, but I mean, come on.
Star Wars.
Oh. Star Wars has made 15 movies. It is 25 Jason, 24 Bob into round 3.
That was my pick. Now I got to think. Okay.
Okay.
So I need movies that have a bunch.
Yes. You know the category.
I understand.
Quit stalling
tactic.
I like the stalling.
And just a conversational piece. Let's
5 seconds.
Try. I can't think of one.
Really?
I've got to pass.
You're out?
That's a zero.
Yeah, thanks.
You're out on 2?
Thank you, man.
Goodness gracious.
That's Indiana Jones.
Oh! Indiana Jones only has 5. So you didn't really take advantage, but you do lead 29-25 as we go.
And Duda may be cooked.
To round 4.
No, I got one. The X-Men.
X-Men. 14.
Oh, no.
Movies have been made.
Oh, no.
Now I'm going back to my Netflix thing, and I'm thinking of which ones I got on there. I got 3 more right now, just like
Batman.
39-29. Oh, Batman is going to do well for you. 28.
What?
28 Batman movies.
That's your ball game.
Well, it's over.
But, Jason.
No, don't get him.
There's got to be, then I got to go.
This game is not over. I'll just say that.
I'm going to go with the Avengers.
You're not going to like this.
Oh, no.
Avengers have only made 6.
What?
There have only been 6 Avengers movies.
All the side ones don't count?
40. No.
Well, it's 57. Oh,
you don't get the whole.
It's 57-45.
It is.
Before I even go to this one. Superman
has 12.
69-45
through 5. Duda, I mean, there are.
Okay, Spider-Man.
Uh-oh.
Spider-Man has 13.
Uh-oh.
69-58.
Gosh.
You guys.
Were we missing obvious ones?
You're missing a super obvious one.
Really?
We're missing a super obvious
super
one?
Yeah. That would probably end the game for one of you.
Really?
Probably.
I thought that would have been Star Wars.
Nope.
Man. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman has 2.
What?
71-58.
What?
We go to round 7 of hopefully 10, if you guys can keep producing.
I don't know what this obvious one is, man. I can't think of it.
I don't either.
I'll go with the dinosaurs, Jurassic Park.
Oh, I know what it is.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, it's over.
Has 7. 65 for Jason.
What is it?
It just ended.
71.
Star Trek.
Well, that's not it.
What?
Star Trek hasn't had a ton of.
Star Trek has 15.
What?
86-65.
Oh, I'm getting hammered.
You are still in this game if you just come up with the number one.
Well, I don't see how.
Franchise. There's actually another one that you'll never think of.
Because it's not the Marvels, because that's Avengers.
But it's higher.
Right? The Marvels and Avengers. It can't be the whole Marvel thing.
Yeah. 5 seconds. I'm not giving Marvel.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's a good guess. They have 5.
Ugh.
Well, I don't know.
You don't get 45 for Marvel.
How many more do we have?
How many
rounds we got?
This is round 8. You got 2 more.
Huh.
2 more rounds to go. 3 for Bob.
You got 3.
You're going to kick yourself. I wonder if Max knows it.
James Bond.
There you go.
That was my next. I waited one. Dang it.
That's probably going to be your ball game. Yeah. 27. 113 to 70. Although, there is one. You'll never think of it.
What do you mean I'll never think of it?
Neither of you will. That has enough to get you back into the game.
And it's a movie franchise.
Yes. Can I give you...
No, because then he'll get mad if I get it, so don't do that. Like, what else is there? Mission Impossibles?
There's one for you.
That's a good one. 8. Through 9, it's 78 for you. Next, Bob.
I can't. King Kong.
These are all good guesses. Again, I don't expect you to get the one that is real high. That has 7. 120 to 78.
Haven't I shut him out? He yes. only has one more guess. Yes,
he can't win it, even with the big one. But I will say it has...
Godzilla.
Good guess.
That's a good one.
Godzilla's had 12. So you end your game with 90, which is solid. You needed a guess in round three. Really would have helped you. And your final guess...
I don't even know if I need to make it.
You don't, but you might as well give it a shot.
Golly. Who's a movie star that's had a franchise? The Rock.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, we already said his.
Yeah, he's got Mission Impossible. Tom Hanks doesn't really have a... Denzel doesn't really have...
No. Give me the name of the actor that's most associated with this franchise. Oh,
Margot Robbie, I guess.
Margot Robbie?
Because there are a lot of animated movies.
Barbie?
Barbie.
Yes. 35.
Never would have. Not a chance.
Would have never guessed no. Barbie.
Here's some others. Pokemon 20. Scooby-Doo 18, Strawberry Shortcake 18, Air Bud 15, Halloween 14, Lego
Halloween.
13.
Friday the 13th?
Godzilla 12, I believe. Yeah, they have 12. National Lampoon has 12. Pink Panther 11. Rocky 10. Despicable Me 10. Saw 10. Peanuts 10. There's Shrek 9.
Star Wars kind of did it for me.
Can't believe you! I let that.
Oh,
one
Batman and James Bond is what.
Well,
did it for.
After I said it, I was like James Bond, and then Grandpa over here.
Yeah,
I mean Grandpa Bond.
Well, you're the only Grandpa in the room.
Why are you calling me Grandpa?
You're the only Grandpa in the room.
It's true.
Had a derogatory sound to it, Grandpa over here.
Well, it is true.
There was a little bit of derogatory in that. Yes,
right. I sensed it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
And it was unnecessary.
It was more than necessary.
You're just bitter you lost.
I'm bitter I didn't think of it. I'm not bitter I lost. I should have thought of Bond, and Star Wars should have been one of the first.
You know, over the weekend, I watched a movie for the very first time, and it's shameful that it took me this long. Called Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly, and of course directed by Alfred Hitchcock. So I'm on this Hitchcock run now. I'm going to watch A Dial M for Murder, which I've never seen, North by Northwest, some of the classics, which Jeff would never do.
Oh, I love those.
No, he can't even get him to watch an old hockey movie, for crying out loud.
So I'm
going to...
That's kind of one of the things I'm doing. And then I'm binge-watching Newhart. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I used to watch it all the time.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it is. Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Oh, I'm enjoying the heck out of it. Like, I can't wait for my wife to get home so we can get going on Newhart tonight.
Can't blame you. Can't.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's whatever.
See, there's
my really
son.
I don't know if I think anything of it.
Well, but if it's not his thing, it's not his thing.
No, I like Newhart. I'd be happy to watch Newhart. I'd be happy to watch. I watched Newhart back in the day, believe it or not.
I would say that of all the comedians who have ever lived, he may have the best timing of any of them.
He's hilarious.
And he's just so good in this show. You know, everybody else is great.
And he's deadpan.
But he wraps it all up. You know what I mean? Without him, it's nothing.
I feel you.
So good. All right, we'll take a break. You don't get insights like this on many other shows.
Absolutely not.
We go from me ripping up a category.
Oh, here we go.
To then offering you that astute analysis of Newhart.
I mean, he did well.
Oh, it's
average of 12 per guest.
Our friend Mike Cooper from Vibe, who had suggested... James Bond.
Really? So he's trying to cheat?
Yep, that's what it sounds like to me.
Apparently he was trying to help me cheat, but I didn't see the text until the break.
I like that, Mike. Not good.
Wow.
Well, I got friends out there.
I believe. Wow.
And I had
I believe that victory is now nullified.
Wait a minute. Thank you. Now, wait a minute.
I can't prove
when a judge,
that information did not get to you before.
Well, but your father.
What time did that text
telling
come in?
You.
Well, just whatever time the text
Give us a timestamp on that text.
Yeah.
Well, it came in during the game, but I didn't see it.
Disqualified.
I did not see it until the break.
Well, sometimes a tennis player doesn't hear the coaching they get from the stands from their coach, but you still can't do it.
It's true.
What do you mean you can't do it?
Well, you can't coach during a tennis match.
From the stands, no.
You can't coach your daughter?
No, I'm not allowed to say anything. Like, literally, it's crazy. At these tennis matches, you can't say nothing. You can clap. You can say, good shot. You can say good rally. You can. That's it. You can't say it's long short or leave it or you can't nothing.
You can't get upset with a call.
My daughter in her freshman year. I'm not going to say where we were at because people would know the coach then, but she rolled her ankle. So in between when they were crossing over to switch sides, I went up to her and just said, "Hey, are you okay? Do we need to put some ice on it?" And I got reprimanded because I'm not allowed to talk to the players.
They were talking about that over at Mays South.
No, it wasn't Mays South.
Well, there are only a select number of tennis coaches that we know by name, and
you wouldn't know this one.
If that person wants to call and defend himself, then sure.
Well, maybe they will.
It's not going to be. I don't think this person will.
Now is tennis season ongoing right now?
Starting.
Too?
Yeah. So Jackson,
you got tennis and soccer.
Yeah. So afternoons are a shot. Tuesdays, Thursdays for sure.
Well, until the season's over.
Well, yeah. But if it's soccer, they don't start till 4:45. So
yeah, you're
that's
good.
Okay.
What about tennis?
Avery Thursdays has got a 1 o'clock tournament.
Well, we can't count on you for Thursdays.
No.
But you will
Not every Thursday, but it's because they rotate. But mostly Tuesdays, Thursdays.
But
there's some Mondays.
But you'll need to make picks on Thursdays, which you should be able to handle that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting the car rolled down the window, you'll be good.
And we got
getting the car rolled down the window.
Yeah, it'll be cool outside in the fall, and you'll be good.
All right. Yeah, no, picks should be okay.
And we'll do that again coming up this Thursday. Tomorrow on the show, Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star will be amongst our guests as we, Thursday night.
Isn't that crazy already? It ends and it's like, God, it's going to take forever for this football season to get here. And now we have 2 days and it's starting.
When we're talking about doing picks and maybe you want to make some of your picks of your own, you know what you can do? Because FanDuel's got something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 8th pregame Moneyline Bets. Profit Boost will be live starting Friday. That's the 6th of September. View your account page now to learn more about your boost, Jason. I know you have an account page.
With where? FanDuel?
FanDuel.
I do have a FanDuel account.
Everybody has a FanDuel account.
Who wouldn't?
I rarely use it. No offense, FanDuel, but I don't gamble.
I was going to make a little prop bet on the Guardians-Royals game yesterday, but I was in Missouri, and I couldn't do it.
Good for you.
Cross the border.
Yep.
No soup for you.
You can certainly do it tonight.
I might.
You won't.
Two steals for Jose Ramirez? Oh, man, I would retire.
Two
plus.
He ain't going to steal two bags.
He's got to get to 40-40. He's got to get moving.
He's not stealing two bags.
Joey's going to get to 50-50.
I understand, but 40-40 is still pretty cool.
40-40 is great. How many home runs for Jose?
34.
Not going to make it.
That's going to be tough.
Not going to hit six?
Nope.
I bet he does.
What's Shohei at?
45, 44 or something.
Some ridiculous number.
That's pretty good.
I think he's at 45, 46.
Something.
And he stole two bases, two or three yesterday. And watch some of that D-backs Dodgers series. Tonight, Shohei goes back to Anaheim. That'll be interesting.
Could be. Should be.
I'll probably tune in, if I remember, for his first at bat.
Just see what kind of ovation the 9,000 in attendance give him.
I was going to say there are not going to be enough people there.
Well,
maybe if he's there, there might be, I guess.
There'll be a good crowd there tonight. It's the Dodgers. The Dodgers crowd will fill the stadium.
Most likely.
That's true.
Not that far to go, you understand.
Understandable.
See, you listen to Jeff there, and that's your mistake.
I listened to Jeff there?
Yeah. Well, the 900 that'll be there.
Well, said 9,000.
Because Jeff,
right off the hop, yeah, that's true. Then you said the Dodgers are there, so now it makes more sense. There will be more.
Right, so why don't you just listen to me?
Well, because you're not. You think you're right all the time, but sometimes you slip.
What about you? You slip.
All the time. But I can admit when I slip, you guys got to fight and make something else up so you don't say you do.
I slip occasionally. But I didn't slip there because obviously Dodgers fans are going to go over there to the Big A and fill that place.
Angels will never be so happy.
It was interesting to watch them in Arizona because the third base stands were full of Diamondbacks fans. I mean, that's a good baseball team.
Yeah.
But the first base side had so many Dodgers fans. It was kind of fun to watch that give and take. Have we lost the third member of our...
Man, I'm trying to find a box score from an Angels-Dodgers game played in Anaheim, L.A., whatever. I can't.
Well, they haven't played there this year.
But they've played there in the past, last year, I assume.
But when Shohei wasn't with the Dodgers.
I understand that, but I still want to see what kind of crowd they got.
Well, they got a big crowd.
July 9th, 2023. Attendance 5,057.
55,000.
It definitely doesn't say 53,057.
See? He's trying to get me.
Oh, that was at Dodger Stadium. This sucks.
That he might have been right there? Or exactly. The fact that you can't find it? Or both?
It's
here's another one.
It's 45 minutes from
where
the Dodgers play to where the Angels play.
Well, no wonder there's so many there.
That's depending on the traffic, of course. But it's not like it's a million miles away.
Well, then that makes more sense.
They are both in Los Angeles, you understand.
Los Angeles Dodgers, Anaheim. Just a second.
No, they're the Los Angeles
Angels.
They're
not in Los Angeles.
They're in Anaheim.
Correct. That's not Los Angeles.
Did you find what you wanted?
No, I didn't yet. How much time do we have?
I don't know.
Oh, here's one. 9,000, it says.
You're a liar.
Isn't that last night's game against Pittsburgh?
Exactly.
You're a liar.
I couldn't find one. But I will.
We'll find one, and we'll report back tomorrow.
Exactly. No one will forget about that.
Nothing more important to us than proving the other one wrong.
Isn't that the truth? 100%. I can't argue that at all. Can't argue for either one of you on that.
Proving anybody wrong is pretty fun, but proving each other wrong is especially
which
fun.
Which you do so little of.
Thank you.
But I appreciate the effort.
You're welcome.
Duda, good to see you. Good, but let us know how the soccer game goes.
I'll shoot you some text.
In sincerity.
All right. And your draft.
Let us know who wins 1-0.
And then you have to throw a shot
I had to
in.
Get that
you
in.
You know, you try to be sincere, and I'm actually starting to buy it, and then you do that.
Why do I exist?
Well, you're consistent. I'll give you that.
No, we do want to know.
I think we're off the air.
I at least want to know. And you can include Jeff. And if the youngster happens to score a goal or make an assist, I'd like to know that, too.
I'll let you know how it goes this afternoon. You'll know by 6:30.
There you go. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. To Max Power back in the studio, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.